I was just starting the Gemara that the Gemara says, see from here the mitzvah Svichus Kavana. What happened to him? You see from here the mitzvah Svichus Kavana. Right? So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove here the mitzvah Svichus Kavana. Because all it means is he has to have Kavana Likros. Ah, he was already reading. What do you mean he needs Kavana Likros? So the Gemara says, no, he wasn't really he wasn't reading. No, he wasn't reading. He was just Kori Lehagia. Correct? Okay, so what does that mean? So what does Rashi say? Let's take a look at Rashi. What does it mean? Kori Lagia.
Kori Lagia. Esa Sefer. Nishbo Taos. Dafil Lakriya. Namin Lo Skavin.
Okay. So there are a number of answers to this problem, but let's just understand the logic. There's a logical format that every answer is going to have to partake of, right? And what is that? Say it like this: that mitzvah tzrichas kavana means there's two elements, right? There's the maisa, there's your asiya, the action, and then which is the physical element, and then there's a mental component of kavana, right? Mitzvah tzrichas kavana means, in some sense, that in order to be Yotze, you do not need the full participation of the Gavra. You do not need the Kavanas Ha'adam L'mitzvos, like Rashi says. You don't need Shehei Miskaven L'shem Mitzvos. Right? You don't need him to have Kavana that he's doing the Mitzvah. All he has to do is do the Maisa properly. So then it's going to come out, according to this Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, when it says you have to be Mechavein, right? It's a Kavana that actually is going to be Mashlim the Maisa. In other words, it's a Kavana. It means to say that when he was Korei beforehand, he was not even doing the Maisa properly. And now the Kavana is not a kavana that's over and above maisa, but sometimes kavana is even necessary for the maisa itself. Now, there's two kinds of kavana, right? There's a kavana of what? There's a kavana l'shem mitzvah, correct, right? But then there's a kavana of the maisa itself. Right. Well, let's put it this way. I don't mean to choose a side right now, because that's the question. But the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying mitzvahs ain't tzrichos kavana. So when he was kori lagia, he was deficient in his maisa. When he was kori lagia, he was deficient in his maisa. And when he's miskavein, he's fixing his maisa. Okay. So let's take a look at Tosus. Okay, let's take a look at Tosus. Is what does Tosus say?
The Korei Lagia appears because Rish She'im is scouting with Rosh Tima, a copy of the card.
Yeah. So the problem is like this, that Rashi says, what does it mean he was Korei Lagia? He says, Dafil Lekriya Nami Lo Miskaven. It's difficult, Rashi. I mean, what do you mean he wasn't Miskaven for Kriya? So it says, what do you mean? What does Rashi mean? He wasn't miskaving for Kriya. He was reading. If mitzvah svichas kavana means it doesn't matter why you're doing the thing, as long as you're doing the thing, you're going to be yotzei. So that's the Gemara's very question. Gemara's very question is that what's the difference? What he was thinking. The main, as long as he was korei, then he's doing the mitzvah of kriyas of kriyashma. Right, doing the mitzvah of kriya. So how can you say he was doing Kriya, but how can you say he was doing Kriya, but he still needs Kavana? That itself is against Mitzvah Saint Svichus Kavana. So Tosus has to say that what?
Okay, Nira the Korea Lagia, Shein Korea Kibos Kelkasan, Ukid Kudasan, Ella Kiksivasan. All right.
Right. Lekatefes, he would write. This a sofer. Not every the words are not written with. Some words are chaseros. Some words are mole. Right. So a sofer, when he wants to check over if the ksav is written properly, he's not going to read it the way that it sounds. He wants to read it the way it's written, because he knows that there's no vav in Totafos. But if you read the Totafos, he's not going to be aware of. It's like a proofreading, right? Like a proofreading. You ever see sometimes people say you proofread, you know, what?
Backwards.
Right. I mean, the sentence is backwards. What do you mean? I give you backwards.
The letters.
The letters. If you're looking for spelling mistakes. But no, the point is, if you fall into the rut, if you fall into what's, you know, the way you're used to saying it, you're not going to catch the spelling error. So he was dafka reading it the way it's written, not the way it's pronounced.
Like the people who programmed the bylaw system didn't know Hebrew.
Really?
Yeah, they got people from like Asia or something.
Really?
They taught them the letters.
Uh-huh.
They didn't know how to read.
And that's
so just repression. Just didn't copy letters and not copy words. They didn't want them to mess up.
Interesting. So that's the way he's learning. But so that's his pshat. Now his pshat is very simple. His pshat is simple. The guy wasn't really reading. He wasn't doing the maisa at all. He wasn't doing the maisa. Right? He wasn't doing the maisa. But according to Tosfos, as long as he's doing the maisa of pronouncing the words properly, and it's not some unconscious, you know, he's not in some state of, you know, and he's aware of it, he's doing it intentionally. As long as he's intentionally producing the words, he'll be yotzei.
Isn't there a problem though that doesn't seem like that's what people are saying?
So that's what he's learning. He's learning, what do you mean? How could they argue about whether he's reading or not? So he's saying, when the Gemara is saying that he's korei lahagia, so the Gemara thought it meant it's talking about his kavana. So the Gemara says, so who cares? He's reading. Right? So the Gemara's answer is, no, he wasn't really reading. It wasn't really a maisa kriya. Because the Mishnah means haya korei in the wrong way. And now, the question on Tosfos is, what exactly is the chiddush over here? Right? What exactly is the chiddush? But that's his pshat. His pshat is that he simply was mispronouncing the words. But all he needs to do is change his pronunciation.
Would he have to read it intentionally? Would he not have to read it intentionally?
How do you not read it intentionally? What do you mean? Like the Ron, like a Rain Yonah. You saw a Rain Yonah?
Yeah.
Rain Yonah has a pshat. It's similar in terms of theories like Tosfos, but he's bothered by this problem. So he wants to say the guy was like you know, going back and forth between two svarim to check them, right? Something like that. And then he's just like almost inadvertently words coming out of his mouth. Like a real misasik.
Accidentally reading.
Yeah. No, that happens. It happens.
When?
How? It's the guy has no intention to read at all. He just has intention to compare these two things, but that requires a concentration and the letters, and is just like speaking to himself. The guy's just thinking to himself, and he verbalizes it, but he had no intention to speak at all.
Why is that so?
Because he admits that he doesn't like the Rashi's idea. They both disagree with Rashi's idea. That they both agree that if you intentionally vocalize the words, you definitely yotze no matter what.
Rashi can't be saying that Kori Lahagia.
But he's saying that was Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that if you intentionally read the words, no matter what the reason you're doing it for, you're going to be yotze. So he has to say that the pshat is, you weren't even intentionally reading the words. That's like by the shofar case, where the guy was just blowing. He was just blowing into it. He wasn't intending to make any noise, and the noise came out. You can't say that the gavver's really. You can't say it's a mice of the gavver. It just happened like mamela, practically mamela, practically by itself. Okay, so what is Rashi's pshat? What's Rashi's pshat? You know what I'm saying, Mayor? Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's like the Miri has. He's finding Lashon over there. I think it's the Miri. They thought they found something here. Something that they're always looking for. Okay, so let's understand Rashi more carefully. What does he say? Go ahead. Let's understand Rashi again. So what does he say? Yeah. So he's saying now Rashi has a different idea. So according to Tosfos, it's clearly the Gemara is saying if you have the Maisa, you Yotze, even without the Kavana, even without Kavana of Mitzvah at all. Right? All you need is to be a Kore. Right? But according to Rashi, because according to Tosfos, there's only two areas. There's the mice of the Kriya, and then there's Kavana. They don't mix. There's no mixture between the two. If you're doing the right mice, if you hold Mitzvah Ein Svichas Kavana, it means to be Yotze, all you need is to be the cause of a mice of Kriya. And that's it. Any mice of Kriya. Right? And this purpose is not an issue. Purpose is not an issue at all. But so when it says he's mechavein, he has kavana likros, it means that he's actually making sure that he's doing the maisa. Either like Rabbeinu Yonah, that he has intent that it should be a result of his will, or that he's making sure that he's reading the letters properly. But Rashi seems to have a different opinion, right? That a guy could sit down to the Torah, to a sefer, intentionally read it, and not be Yotzei Kriya Shema, even though Mitzvah Saint Svichas Kavana. Is that possible? He's intentionally reading it. So what kavana is he missing? He doesn't need kavana Lotzei. So where is he lacking? How can you say he didn't do the Maisa? If Mitzvah Saint Svichas Kavana means all you need to do is the Maisa, you don't need the purpose of Mitzvah. So if I sit down and I open up the Torah and I read it. So I have kavanas. I have an asiyah. Rashi seems to have like a middle kavana, like a kavana that can affect the maisa. Right? There's kavana latzeis that you don't need, but there could be that if you don't have the proper kavana, you're not even considered to be doing the maisa. Right? So how is he differentiating this? So what was the first kavana, and what's the second kavana? What's Kori Lagia? What's the kavan of Kori Lagia, and what's the kavan that he needs to have? It's interesting. It's interesting how Rashi says Kavan Kivain Likros, right? What does Rashi say? Of a lotse shide mitzvah lo ba'in on Sheimus Kavain. Ela Likros Batorah Ba'alma. It's funny how he puts it in.
Yeah. The Betorah part or the
Ba'alma? Yeah, the Betorah. Of course, Betorah Ba'alma. But I mean, the guy, you don't have to read Kriya Shema from the Torah. Right? As opposed to Hagia. Bikori Lahagia es HaSefer im Yesh Ba'Tos. That feel the Kriya Namilam is Kavan. So apparently Rashi's learning like this. Just factually, let's get the facts straight. Saying if a person opens up the Torah, right, and he reads, and he has no intention to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. Okay? He has no intention to be Yotzei Kriya Shema. But so it depends. If he's opening it up because he says, I want to see what the Torah says, I'm interested in reading Torah now, right, then he'll be Yotzei. But if he opens it up and says, I want to see how good of a printer this guy was, right, he's not going to be Yotze. Correct? Yeah. So what's the difference?
Getting all that.
So what's the definition of Kriya going to Rashi? What's the definition of Kriya going to Rashi? I mean, the guy is, even if the guy wants to see if there's a mistake, he still has intention to read it to see if there's a mistake. He has an intention to read it to see if there's a mistake. If you're going to say that the purpose is the problem, that sounds like you're going into Mitzvah Kavanah issues. Okay. I know. So the guys are saying like this, that kriya is a process of what? Of understanding the ideas of what, of verbalizing the how would you put it? Kriya is what?
Is
to gain the knowledge of the words. It's to gain the knowledge of the words. But what? If I verbalize, no, it's through verbalization. Kriya is a verbalization. Gets very reductionist, right? Kriya is a verbalization of the context. No, it's not clear. What do you want to say? Put it better. You want to say, you'd like to start with the other side. You'd like to start with the other side. If a guy just proofreads a book, right? If a guy proofreads a book, he's saying, you don't call him a kore. He didn't read the book. Why? He read every word. He didn't read the book. Why? Because his intent was not to gain any knowledge from the book. His intent was not to understand the contents. It was bikore is a process of havana. So in this inyan, Rashi's saying that the mitzvah of kriya you can't reduce the mitzvah of kriya to a maisa. Right? It's a certain type of an activity. Right? Kriya is a certain kind of an activity. So the verbalization could be part of one of two activities. It could either be part of a process of comparing the osios, or it can be part of a process of transmitting the information. Right? Of verbalizing, bringing out the information, gaining the knowledge, gaining the information. So even if you hold mitzvos ein srichas kavana, if a person is a korei, to be a reader, that's a certain kind of an activity that itself requires, that itself is defined by your intention, right? Makes the machlok is very difficult though. Right? I mean, it makes the machlokas of Rashi and Tosfos very difficult. Arguing about whether you can strip down kriya to the physical verbalization, or kriya can't go below intent. It's just a difficult kind of a machlokas. In other words, let's just put this. In other words, like the sheet explains, there's three categories, right? There's misaseik. Everybody agrees to these three categories. It's a question of how you're defining them. There's a category that's called the misaseik. There's a category that's called doing the maisa, and then there's a category that's called doing the maisa with kavanas mitzvah, right? So the sheet is explaining that basically Rashi and Tosfos are arguing on what's the misasik, where do you draw the line between a misasik and a kore, and doing the maisa. What does misasik mean? Misasik means that you're not really, it just happens. It just happens by itself practically. You're not considered doing the action at all. Like a guy who just takes a chauffeur. And he's playing with it, and the sound comes out. You can't say that the gavra was responsible. You can't go back. You can't say the will of the gavra was responsible for this result. And everybody agrees that at least in order to be yotzei mitzvah, the mitzvah has to be a product of your will, right? The mitzvah has to be a product of the will. Even say mitzvah shvichas kavana, at least you have to be considered an osa. You're not even an osa if it happens mimela. Now, if it's a misasik, you're lacking even being an osa. So that's like Rabbi Yonah says. If I scanning the words and whatever, for some reason I scan the words, my mouth starts moving, and I'm not even thinking about it. You can't say that the kavonas ha'adam was to produce these words. It wasn't. It just happened unconsciously. It's involuntary. It's involuntary. Nobody's responsible for involuntary things. You don't get schar for involuntary things, and you don't get an onus for involuntary things. It's not you. It's not you. So misasek is certainly not the medium of mitzvah. Okay. But the question, that's what the sheet is trying to say, that if I'm korei lahagia, according to Rashi, I'm intending to verbalize the words only to check for errors, then in terms of kriya, I'm really a misasik. It comes out memela, I was korei. My intention was not to what?
No, not like Rabbeinu Yonah.
That's like Rashi. No, that's the problem according to Rashi. That's what Tosis' problem is according to Rashi. Why are you calling the guy a misasik? Did he intentionally verbalize the words? Yes, he did. You can't say that the enunciation of Parshas Kriyashma. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't like Tosis either. No, I'm sorry. It's just a different answer. They're in the same vein. But I'm sorry, according to Rashi, Tosis Kasha and Rashi is, who cares why he's doing it? Who cares why he's doing it? If you hold the mitzvah saying Svichas Kavana, all you need is the Asiyah. And all you need for the Asiyah is as the product of the Gavra's will. Now, did he intentionally verbalize the Parsha of Kriyashma? Yes. So the verbalization of Parsha's Kriyashma was the result of his will. So what is he missing? What is he missing? Klal. Right? Like the Shita says. Three kavanas. Ha'achas hu t'tzricha kavana l'dover shelo yehe kemisasek ba'alma vein daito l'oso dover klal. So that's what they're arguing on. What's the dover? Right? What's the dover over here? What's the dover by Kriya? Is the Tosis learning the Dova by Kriya is the enunciation. Right? The enunciation itself. That's the Dova by Kriya. So as long as he's not a Misasik in terms of Kriya, he's going to be Yotze the Mitzvah. Right? But what's Rashi saying? In other words, you could learn that Rashi's saying that he is... that the problem with the Korei Lehagia is that he has another purpose. That's what you're saying? That he has another purpose. In other words, you don't need, if you just had in mind to be Korei Ba'alma, then you Yotze. Right? But this person, in other words, what is this person's real activity? What is he really Osek in? He's Osek in Tikkun Sefer. That's what he's Osek in. And what's he really doing? He's really a corrector. He's really a corrector of the text. How is he correcting the text? How? He's just correcting the text through using a vehicle of enunciation. That's just a tool. It's a tool at his disposal. He's using it. He's subordinating the Kriya to another goal.
No.
Yeah, that's his problem. Those the question is raised. What about Tokei Lashia? So can you differentiate the two? See, Tokei Lashia doesn't bother me, because a Tokei Lashia means he intends to produce the coal, right? He intends to produce the coal. Now, why does he want to produce that coal? He likes how it sounds. He likes how it sounds. So his kavana is purely a kavana of producing the coal. Correct? Now, so in terms of the coal, in terms of the sound, that is his goal. That's his hisaskus. He's osik in what is the gavram miskaven for? He's miskaven to produce kol. In other words, there's no other purpose for that kol. The kol is simply because he likes it. Okay? It's simply because he likes it. Now, but you could say that that's different than over here. Because over here, he's only utilizing the kriya as a tool for something else. In other words, what is his, there's a greater activity that he's involved in. The tekeil shir, he's only osek in tekiyas shofar. That's the activity he's involved in. But maybe it's the tekiyas shofar as a musical instrument, as opposed to a cheftish al mitzvah, right? But the tekiyas shofar, the activity he's involved in, has nothing further than tekiyas shofar.
You say that taking a lulav with a swatter fly would fall under proofreading.
If a guy took a lulav swatter fly, I mean, achanami, could be right. But in that case, it's a little harder to find. But you could say over here, he's saying that, in other words, you have to define what action is the guy. What is the guy osek in? What is he osek in? To not be a misasek, to be yotze, even without kavanas hamitzvah, you have to at least say that the gavra is involved in the maisa of the mitzvah. Essentially, what he's saying, if he's subordinating the maisa mitzvah as a means to another activity, like correcting the sefer, then the gavra is not an osek in the mitzvah. The gavra is not an osek in the maisa mitzvah. Because he has to at least be an osek in the activity. Essentially, he has to take the maisa of the mitzvah and relate to it in an essential way. Doesn't have to be for its ultimate purpose of mitzvah. But it has to be that the ultimate purpose doesn't matter. The problem is over here we're getting involved in purpose, right? Purpose is always confusing. So that's what I'm saying that it could be. We have to think about this. It could be that's what BMAC is saying, right?
Is it because of the nature of language? Is that what they're saying?
The Rambam says hatoker l'islami. If a person blows the shofar because he wants to practice, he's not yotzing. That's like this Rashi. He's producing the sound, but because he's training his lips, that's the only reason he wants to do it. He has no interest in the sound. He has no interest in the sound at all. No, he has to practice. He's practicing. Tokei l'shir, he wants the call. Tokei l'shir wants the call, but for another reason, right? But l'islamed, he doesn't really need the call. Essentially, he's not relating to the call. Essentially, he's relating to it as a, like you're saying, as a barometer of how well he is as a player. So it could be a similar thing over here by Rashi. The Hagia is just making sure that it sounds right. It's just a way of checking the text. But he's not really relating to the Kriya as a product. The product of the Maisa Mitzvah has to be the Gavra's product. Okay? The Kiyama Mitzvah doesn't have to be the Gavra's product. Doing the Mitzvah, he doesn't have to have the Kiyama Mitzvah as the product. He doesn't have to have in mind, I am Yotzei Shofar. That doesn't have to be his goal. Okay? But the entity that the Mitzvah requires has to be his product. Now, according to Rashi, it seems like Mitzvah Srichas Kavana is a question of that in order to be Yotze, it requires the Gavra's producing the gavras to relate to the mitzvah as a product. But what? The kiyama mitzvah as a product, or just the substance of the mitzvah as a product? But if he produces a kriya as a means to another thing, he can't call him a scavenger for the maisa. Now let's put it this way. He's accidentally involved in that maisa. He's like a misasik. He's only accidentally involved in maisa. Right, but I understand. Let's just talk about it. There are two approaches here. Okay, I'm not saying one over the other. I'm saying there are two approaches right now. We have to investigate this further. One approach is to say that by kriya, you're not even considered to do the maisa unless you have a certain kind of a kavana. Right? The other way is saying that the maisa kriya is a maisa kriya. But even though you say mitzvah ain't svichus kavana, it means you have to relate to the maisa kriya in a certain way. Right? Those are the two possibilities that we're going back and forth on.
The second one would be the machlokas
would be saying even that's not considered. I mean, the machlokas Rashi and is difficult no matter what. But there's the question, the difficulty in the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos is it a machlokas in how they understand mitzvah sviyuchas kavana versus mitzvah sain sviyuchas kavana, or is the particular question in this case the kriya? For that, we really have to see more of the sugyas.
The
problem with trying to make kriya like communicative and all those other things is the first Rashi. He doesn't say that. All he says is likros b'tor ba'alma. See, that's what I'm saying. According to Rashi, if you have no purpose, you're better off than if you have another purpose. Saying if I just feel like verbalizing this for no real reason, then I'll be yotzei, because that's what I'm doing. I'm osek in the verbalization of the parsha, which is the mitzvah.
Is like the default.
Likros, when the guy takes it, he just has no other intention than to just verbalize it, right? That's better than coming to it than saying I'm going to verbalize four. So then, what's his kavana? His kavana is basically on lagia. So now he's relating to the kriya, not as a product of kavana, but as a tool of his kavana. So you want to say mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, that means they don't have to be a tool. You don't have to use the mitzvah as a tool of you don't have to use the maisa as a tool of as a means of kiyam hamitzvah, but you have to relate to it at least like the end of your kavana. Now it's either it's going to be okay. You understand, right? In other words, this way of putting it, you'll say according to Rashi, that mitzvah tzrichas ain tzrichas kavana means the gavra doesn't have to define himself as an osem mitzvah, as a mekayim a mitzvah, right? He doesn't have to have in mind that what he's doing has a purpose of mitzvah, but he has to define himself as an osem mitzvah. That's only if the maisa mitzvah is his essential activity. According to Rashi, whether it's mitzvah srichas kavana or not, the gavra has to still be defining himself via mitzvah. You don't have to define yourself in terms of the purpose of mitzvah, but you have to define yourself in terms of the maisa mitzvah. So if I use the maisa just to do something else, then I'm nothing. I'm not an osa mitzvah because I don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah at all. And I'm not even osa maisa mitzvah, because essentially I'm a proofreader. The maisa mitzvah is kriya. I'm defining myself as a magia. You have to define yourself by mitzvah. You don't have to define yourself by the objective of mitzvah, but at least the maisa has to be your central definition.
So you're
the maisa mitzvah. The maisa is kol. The maisa mitzvah is kol. I'm relating to kol as the ultimate goal of my asiyah.
Aren't you also relating the ultimate goal of proofreading as your? You could say the ultimate goal by tokei l'shir. If you want to get down to it, you could say that the ultimate goal is enjoyment of hearing the sound. You could say the same thing here.
I don't mean that type of an. I don't mean that type of goal. That's like an effect. That's like what effect do I want to? That's like what effect do I want? No, proofreading is itself another activity. Because I want to see if the sefer has a mistake. That's what I want to do. I'm osek in the text. I'm osek in correcting and fixing the sefer. I want to see if the sefer needs more work. Right. As opposed to saying I'm osek in producing a kol. Why? Because I like noise. I like pleasant sounding things.
Right. We're trying to swat the fly.
Huh? Swatting the fly would be the same thing. You wouldn't be osek. 100%. According to this way of learning, you would not be yotzei. Is that a kasha? Is there a Gemara that says swatting a fly yotzei? No.